What's up, guys? This is Valerie, and you are now tuned into Tea with B. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Today is Thursday, January 18th. I know I owed you tea on Tuesday. However, my baby boy has been sick, so he's been home all week. He hasn't been to school, so I've been watching over him along with my baby girl. So it's just been really hard to get some quiet time. But here I am, better late than never. So let's get right into this topic. Savings is the new black. What does that mean? So saying anything is the new black is basically just saying something new is in style. You know, black is always the in thing, the what's popping thing. So my statement of savings is a new black is not necessarily true right now in this country. However, I hope that after listening to this, you can say savings is your new black for 2018. So I felt like this topic was just right, especially because we are starting the new year. So many of us have new goals. And I know everyone always feels that this is a time to think about how can we make more money and et cetera, do things like that. But also be very mindful that it's also as important to save money, you know. So, yes, make money, make more money if you can, but, you know, learn to save money. So I'm just going to give you some guidance on things that I've done in the past and what has helped me. And even for those who don't make extra income, let's say you only have, you know, your job and just with what you have, you're telling yourself, well, Valerie, it's just hard for me to save. You know, there's not other income coming in. But there's ways. There's ways around that. And recently, you know, my husband has been looking at some documentaries, and I'll chime in here and there when I can. And it's just talking about the future, how, you know, there's going to be a time where robots are going to take over many jobs, you know, so a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. And, you know, I just feel like we have to prepare for a rainy day, you know, you just never know what's happening. That's always been my mindset. So I've always been good with, not always, I'll rephrase that. I'm going to let you know why I got good with savings and why that has always been a thing for me to even help my closest ones. If I felt they were in need, or, you know, they confided in me that they just needed to change their lifestyle. So, you know, I grew up with a single mom. She worked very hard, and she spoiled us a lot, more than she should have. And I say that because she was in debt throughout our childhood and, you know, teenage years, just to keep us, you know, spoiled and looking nice. And at that time, obviously, I'm just loving it. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, my mom always gets me the new Jordans, and, you know, I'm always going fly to school, etc. But, you know, it was a typical how it is in the hood in Brooklyn. You know, you look good, but you got zero in your bank account. And that was the case for me. You know, my mom, I guess because she was a single parent and, you know, her other sisters were married, she always felt like, I guess, she had to outdo herself in that way. So although I understand her, I saw also the struggle behind that. And I always said to myself, I don't ever want to do that. You know, I don't ever want to put myself in that predicament where I'm, you know, living outside of my means. So I remember when I turned 18, I had gotten a job at Social Security Administration. And actually, I was 17. I wasn't 18 yet, because it was that summer before I started college. And I started making about $17.50 an hour. And that was a lot for me, okay? Because the jobs prior to that, I was getting paid $5.50 or something along those lines. So it was a huge jump for me. So, you know, when I first got that check, I was like, oh my God, I'm going shopping. You know, the money I used to get in other jobs, it was really just to hold down, you know, me eating out, getting a few things here and there. But to get that big check the first time, I remember how excited I got. And I just what I thought I had control over myself, I saw myself just doing the same things like my mom, you know, and just spending all the checks and shopping, you know. And then my brother checked me real quick. He said, listen, you know, you need to be smarter than that. You can't be just spending all your money. You know, you need to have a savings. This job is only temporary. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So I'm happy he said that to me. I checked myself and I recalled what I used to tell myself as a child, that I was not going to be like my mom. So 2 years later, my mom and my brother, they decided to move to Florida to relocate because of his job, and I had to go with them. So I lived in Florida for about 8 months, and I decided that I wanted to go back to New York because school was really expensive here. I had a scholarship in New York, so I just felt, and financial aid, so I'm like, it just doesn't make sense for me to be here. I'm not a resident here. I wasn't getting help. But my mom was against it, and my brother was against it. They didn't want me to go for obvious reasons. You know, we're very close, but my mom said, if you go, you know, I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to help you. You know, I can't. And I said, fine, you know. So that was when I said at 20, like, if I'm going to make a decision, I need to make sure I don't ever ask mommy, for any money, because I'm going without her approval, I guess. So that summer out here, I managed to save, I'll say 75% of my income that I made. I got a job. And I realized then that I'm like, you know what? I need to always have that backup. You know, I'm going to New York. I don't know when I'm going to get a job. It's all these things. I felt like I'm going to be on my own. So I always had to make sure I can hold myself down, because I refused to call back and be like, I need this. And thank God, knock on wood, you know, till this day, here we are over a decade later. And I held on to never calling my mom back and asking her for money. You know, my goal was to, if anything, be able to help her at some point. So that's definitely what I managed to do. So how can I help you save with what you have going on right now? I will tell you right now, even if you make $400 a week, okay, and your rent is, you know, most of your check, and you tell me, Valerie, literally I'm maybe with like stuck with $10, you know, at the end of the month, there's no way I can save money. I promise you there is a way. Everyone spends more money in certain areas than they should, okay? So right now I'm going to talk to the ladies. You know, I know ladies who will tell me, you know, they don't have much of any savings, but these are the same ladies who get their nails done every week or every other week, and their hair done every week or every other week. And no, you can't do that, okay? Now, I'm not telling you not to, you know, treat yourself from time to time, but if you don't have anything in your bank account and you're spending, out here in Florida for a manicure and a pedicure is $50. So if I'm doing that every week, okay, let's say in New York you're paying $25, okay, just to do your mani and pedi. That's $100 a month. In addition to your hair, let's say you're spending $150, anywhere from $150 to $200 on your manicure, pedicure, and your hair. That's $200 a month that you could be saving if you just learn how to give yourself a manicure. It's not that hard. Go buy a manicure set, do your own nails. If you suck, eventually with practice, you'll get better at it. That's one area that you can learn to start saving, okay? Stop being lazy. I know so many women who do this and don't have any savings, and yet they're out there spending, getting their nails done. I just don't get it. Now, gentlemen, same thing with you. I know it's not easy for men to cut their own hair. You know, if you mess up a shape up, it looks really bad. But maybe you can learn. You know, everything's on YouTube now. Or maybe you have a friend. Or maybe just don't get a haircut every week. And if you're bald, there's no reason for you to go to the, you know, the barbershop every week. Okay? Gentlemen, there's ways around that. If you go every week, try to go every 2 weeks. Again, now, let me state something. Everything I'm telling you to do right now, these sacrifices, I'm not saying do it forever, okay? The point of this is to create some type of cushion. I'm talking to the people who don't have any savings. And I'm going to tell you right now what I read that had me like, oh my God, this is really why I need to speak on this. So Last year in 2017, these were the statistics for the savings in America. You ready? So 39% of Americans have zero savings. 39%. 18% have less than 1,000. Okay? 18% have less than 1,000. So 57%, that's over half of the country, have less than $1,000 in their bank account. Then anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 is 12%. Anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000, it's 6%. And anywhere from 10,000 or more, only 25% of the country have that. So if you start learning to save in these areas, you can bring yourself up in these statistics and get yourself out of the 57% of Americans that have less than $1,000 saved in their bank account. Okay, now let's go back to how I can help you in these other areas. Another area that a lot of people spend is eating out. As years pass by, less people cook. And I'm not just gonna say ladies, okay, because it's not just a lady's job to cook. If you're single, cook. If you're not single and your wife don't cook or your girl don't cook, then you cook, okay? Like, if you, again, I'm talking to the people who don't, you haven't earned the right to go eat out every day if you don't have savings. So you need to check yourself on that. Make yourself peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Go and buy ham and cheese. There's ways around this. Again, short-term sacrifices to create that cushion because you just never know things that can happen. You know, your tire pops or, you know, your mom needs to borrow money, you know, or something. Like, I always said I wanted to be put in a predicament. If, God forbid, my mom, like, needed something, you know. And again, this is, I'm speaking to you on things that I learned prior to joining the entrepreneur world. This is when I was just, you know, had my job. And even at that time, I just managed to always have some type of cushion. Because I trained myself to always think of a rainy day. So where I'm telling you now in areas that you can start savings, you know, okay, your manicure, pedicure, eating out, which is a big thing, do that. You know, maybe if you eat out four times a week or you eat breakfast and lunch at work, you know, make yourself breakfast before you leave. Bring in lunch sometimes at work. I used to do this, okay? This was me when I was an accountant at my job. You know, a lot of my peer workers, we would go out for lunch. We used to love, you know, eating out. But there were times where I'm like, I'm bringing in my lunch and then I'll just go out with you guys or I'll go shopping during that hour. If I wanted to save, I would do that. There was no shame in my game, okay? Why? Because savings has always been my block, okay? Always, I have to have some type of savings. I just did not feel right ever doing anything, okay? I'm just, listen, I don't even like when I see these gentlemen with these nice cars or these, you know, Gucci sneakers and everything that's new. And if you add in total what they're wearing, they don't even have that in their account. No. Same thing with the ladies. They own a Louis Vuitton bag and they don't even have what that bag costs in their account. No. So trust me, I like the beautiful things in this life. Okay. Many people who don't know me, they assume I've, you know, I'm just like, you know, always been very about. And yes, I've had, you know, Louis Vuitton and all these name brand stuff prior to being an entrepreneur and actually earning enough money to afford those things. But during that time, I used to gift myself these things. You know what I mean? I used to, you know, sometimes obviously my husband, he wanted to show out, you know, and I'm like, babe, I want this for Christmas, et cetera, when we're dating. And, you know, he's my man. So he's going to want to go and show out and he'll spend his whole check, you know, on getting me a bag, you know, and not saying that was right, but, you know, that's just what you do when, you know, you're young and in love. I'm not saying not to do that from time to time, but overall, you can't just go out there and start living outside of your means every day of your life. That is not cool. We need to make that switch, okay? So now that I've told you in areas that you can save, this is how I'm going to teach you on what can help you make sure that there's something at the end of 2018. I'm not great at savings. I know I'm telling you that I've been doing this for a long time, but this is why I've trained myself, because if I see money, if I have cash on me, I spend it. If I start off the day with $500, the $500 is gone today. It sucks. It's just how I am. If it's there, I figure something to spend. It just happens. I'm pretty sure many of you can relate to me. So what I had to do, I said, I can't see this money. I have to make sure whatever money I'm saving, I have to keep it somewhere else. So what worked for me was opening a different bank account. So if right now, you know, you bank with Bank of America, you know, have an online account with Wells Fargo. You know, if you bank with Chase, have an online bank with, you know, HSBC. Whatever it is that, you know, you do, just go to another bank, and it helps if it's an online banking because you can open it up just from being home. So what you can do is, again, commit. Once you commit to yourself that you're going to let go of certain things in these areas, and you can say, okay, you know, now that I'm not going to do my hair every week, you know, maybe I can afford to put $50 a month. You know, you can start low, you know, $100 a month. You know, if you want to be ambitious, at least $100 a month. If you save at least $100 a month, starting from this month to the end of the year, you will take yourself out of that 57% of Americans that don't have $1,000. Okay, so clap it up for that. If you can do that this year, just save $100 every month. Make sure you have $100. And that's only $25 a week that you have getting taken out of your account to go into that, you know, into that hidden savings in another online banking. And you can have it automatically withdraw. You can look into that. If you have that done, I promise you, you're spending $25 maybe on even Starbucks that week. Stop it. Find that $25 and commit to that every week, and you will take yourself out of that 57% of Americans that don't have $1,000 saved. Now, again, as you start making more income, or if you have more than that, then great, you know, do more. If you can do $200 a month, $300, whatever it is that you can. But again, even if it's just $20 a month, something is better than nothing. I promise you, because that money would have been spent anyway. Why not at least say at the end of the year, you had some type of cushion? And I promise you, once you start training yourself this way, you're going to get used to it. You're going to want to, you know, increase it. You know, okay, now I can afford, you know, $30, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And next thing you know, you have a few thousand dollars saved in your account. And again, I'm telling you this because this is what I accomplished before I entered, you know, the entrepreneur life. You know, when I was only working a 9-to-5, you know, when me and my husband were, you know, had careers, but, you know, we still had to budget our ways around things. I always made sure, even, listen, I've been laid off. We've been laid off at the same time. There's been times where it's been tough. And even through those times, I figured it out to somehow either add on to my savings, and if not add on, at least do my best to not take out too much. Okay, I always made sure there was something. You know, if I had to take a lot out, I'm like, just leave something there. And I'm happy that I've always been able to do that. And with that knowledge, you know, I always talk to my friends, my cousins. You know, I've helped people close to me, you know, budget what they have going on, plan out for the next year, you know, because I love that part of, I guess, in my life, or what I've been able to do. And I wouldn't even say comes easy to me, because obviously saving is not easy for me. That's why I have to do it in this system, you know. But if I've learned to be this, like, on point when it comes to that, I want to be able to teach that to you guys. So that's why I wanted to create this podcast. I know it's maybe out of the norm. I don't know if anyone's out there talking about savings or teaching it on a podcast. However, you know, I give all of you a lot of different topics. You can expect that from me for the next year. And that's just what I wanted to voice out right now, especially because, like I said, we're at the beginning of this year. So I'm hoping that this can be one of your goals. And I hope after you hear this, that you can also say, you know, savings is my new black. You know, I want to make that the new style, because you just never know what can happen. And you always want to be prepared for a rainy day. And no matter how tight your budget is right now, I promise you, because I've been there at points where there's no income. There's ways that you can cut down. And in areas that you can cut down, instead of, you know, moving from one money to be able to spend in another area, just take those where you cut down and take that little bit of money and just putting into savings side. And again, you know, if you're great where you can see money and not touch if it's in the same bank, great. That's great. For me, that doesn't work. That's why I needed to create another bank when I don't see it. You know, to me, that money doesn't exist. I check in. I'm like, oh, okay, my money's still there. But when I would go back to my regular banking, I'm like, okay, that's all I have. And that's all I'm able to use. And now to my entrepreneur listeners who are maybe even high earning entrepreneurs, my advice to you is that just because you make more doesn't mean you should spend more. I know we all do it. I'm guilty of it, you know. But there has to come a time where, again, you check yourself and you say, okay, am I living in a way, because all this new and great and big money's coming in, am I living in a way that if, God forbid, something happens to my business, okay, because things happen to businesses every day, but now you're an entrepreneur, so you can't, you know, lose a job and get unemployment. You can't, this falls all on you. So as an entrepreneur, you have to be even more responsible than a 9-to-5er, believe it or not. So now that you are earning more and you're having more fun from time to time, check yourself and say, if God forbid something happens to my income in my business, okay, can I hold myself down for the next year? If your answer is no, you need to stop spending foolishly on extra stuff. You also need to start budgeting yourself, okay? Where you're making a lot more, so you're used to going to the fancy restaurants and doing X, Y, and Z. You need to cut down on that. Bring it back to Olive Garden, okay? If that's what you got to do, just, again, short-term sacrifice, ladies and gents, short-term. You just always want to put yourself in that path where you say, okay, if this happens, okay, I got this just as backup. Because if you don't, as an entrepreneur, especially if you're a high-earning entrepreneur who has high expenses, it's only a matter of time that if, God forbid, something happens, you're going to have to return right back to having a 9-to-5. And if I'm speaking to these entrepreneurs who are like-minded, that's not something you ever want to do, okay? Once you know what it is to work for yourself and build for yourself, that's something you're going to always want to do. So I'm hoping I can help you in that way. You know, forget about having, you know, a 1 week or 2 week cushion. Give yourself a 1 year cushion. So if you're listening to this and you're, you know, a high earning entrepreneur, give yourself a year cushion. Okay. That's how you can make sure that you always have that rainy day. Okay. Because as an entrepreneur, a rainy day is not a rainy day. Usually it's, as a matter of fact, there was a Diddy speaking on the Breakfast Club, and he said in, I believe it was 2000, I forget the year, sometime in 2008, 2012, don't quote me on that, but he stated that he went through a rough time, okay? DJ Envy joked with him, he said, because he started taking, you know, commercial flights, and he said, yeah, because he took a big hit when it came to his clothing line. You know, and they asked him, he said he took a $30 million hit. Okay? Now, if Diddy was out there spending all of his money, that $30 million hit would have killed him. But he said it definitely hurt him big time. Big time. So he had to, you know, cut down in areas. But guess what? He came back, you know, bigger and stronger. And I'm sure he learned from that, you know, to probably even have a bigger cushion. So that's just an example of things that happen, you know, as an entrepreneur. As he says that, you know, as a hustler out there, you know, these things just happen. So you have to be prepared. But I know sometimes when it's your first taste of the entrepreneur world, you know, we're not taught this, you know, so this is something that I'm hoping you are, you know, reading and looking into, and hopefully you do have a year's worth of income. And if you do, great, you know, keep it up. That was today's talk, ladies and gents. And I hope, again, we all end listening to this podcast today and say, savings is my new black. Again, I know we didn't have a Tuesday tea, but you have a Thursday tea, and I will do my best to continue the Tuesday V's, Tuesday teas with V. However, there will be times it will be a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday. There will be times or maybe some weeks I won't be able to tune in. However, just know I will bring different topics. Just don't be mad at me. Don't fire me. Yeah, guys, take care. Just sending you positive vibes at whatever time you are listening to this. And we shall chat soon. XOXO. God bless. V. Ciao.